Thank you for calling ACNCS Advanced Cognitive and Clinical Solutions. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Listen to the following menu options. To skip this menu options, please press 0 to have one of our staff assist you with your questions. If you are age 65 or disabled, press 1. If you are an attorney or a client calling to schedule for personal injury evaluation, press 2. If you need or have questions about psychological testing for you or your child, please press 3. If you're just calling to inquire or want to get a complimentary consultation for therapy or life coaching, press 0.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, sorry, that it was breaking up. Yeah, is Arthur there?
Who's calling?
This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. I was returning his call.
Yes, hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hello, Arthur speaking.
Hey, Arthur, it's Danny, Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends how much time do we need, but it's a good time.
Okay, good. Yeah, it won't be too long. Yeah, I'm just going to confirm some information. You know, we have all file, and then I'll answer any questions you know you have over there. Okay, so the business name we have is ACNCS. Okay, the billing address is 1314 West Glen Oaks Boulevard, Suite 203, okay, Glendale, California, 91201?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, and are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, all right, Arthur, and what exactly is it you guys do over there?
We're basically a mental health facility, more of a similar to forensic psychological services. We provide services for personal injury clients and geriatric population.
Oh, okay.
And
right on.
And we work for the personal injury part is the part that we do the forensic part, and for geriatric we offer a variety of services.
Oh, okay, great. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
The corporation has been around for two and a half years, almost three now, but I've been in business since 2003.
2002?
Three.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I'm under the weather, so I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah. No, that's great. So you've been incorporated since 2013 then?
No, 14. I'm sorry.
14. Okay.
Yeah, January 31st, 2014.
Okay, great. And how'd you get involved in the industry?
Finished my master's in social work, and then I went into my PsyD in 2006, and kept going on, and geriatrics was just always, seems to be in my way, so I kept going at it.
That was great. Now you have your own business. That's great. Okay, well, I mean, we have, you know, many programs available, depending on your specific needs. So, yeah, I mean, let me know what you're looking to do, and I'll, you know, point you right in the right direction.
Okay. Well, let me explain how we work, so this way you can see if we're a right fit for you guys.
Okay.
About 50 to 60% of our business is on a lean basis with personal injury, where, you know, right now we have 500,000 of invoices outstanding. Most likely, once the settlements are complete, on average, we get about 30% to 40% of that money.
Right.
You know, depending how many cases close and how far they close and stuff like that. So that one usually takes anywhere about a year or two to settle, depending on the cases. Sometimes they settle within 3 months. It all depends.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that kind of has a burden on our cash flow.
Right.
The other side that we bill is Medicare part, which is currently income-wise, it's probably like 70% of our income at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide services to facilities. Right now, what we're trying to do is get into educational assessment, and we're trying to get a new office. And
okay.
I'm at that point where I can kind of take a risk with my own cash, or, you know, to avoid, you know, getting into a pitfall, because, you know, we always have ups and downs depending on the cash flow. you know, I want to make sure that I get financing in, because same situation happened to me about a year ago when I was switching to a corporation.
Oh, what happened?
Well, went from individual to corporate, and then apparently it takes a couple of months before Medicare switches that from one provider to other. And so I ended up borrowing about $30,000 to stay afloat until Medicare kicked in.
Oh, okay. And that worked out pretty, it worked out well for you?
It worked out okay, yeah.
Okay, good. And who'd you use at that time for the capital?
At that time, we started off horrible. We started with Loan Me because, you know, I was only in business for about a year.
Yeah.
And then Loan Me was like at 100% or 120%, I don't remember. But we closed that off really fast, and we went with OnDeck, and then we refinanced with Cabbage, and then now we refinanced with Swift.
With Swift, okay. So you still, so you've been going back. So you have a current loan out with Swift right now?
Yeah, we have about $30,000. I had to take and borrow money again.
Okay, so you had $30,000, and then what was the total payback?
On and off, because we had a couple of loans. We closed some of them, and then we refinanced again with Swift, a portion of it, and then we borrowed extra for the new stuff.
Okay, so you currently have a loan out right now with Swift.
$30,000 is the balance, yeah.
And then who else did you say you had?
Right now, nobody else.
Oh, just I thought I heard another one in there. You refinanced with someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I refinanced them out with Swift.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so now you have one loan with Swift. What was the, you don't remember what the total payback was?
If you ask me, I've paid about $70,000 in loan payments this year, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just trying to get an idea if you had it on
I
top.
I think initially we started off with $20,000. It grew up to be to $40,000. We paid off right now about $10,000 of that $40,000 in the end at this point.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to pay it off hopefully by the end of the year or whatever the duration of that loan is.
Okay, and is that a daily, weekly, or monthly?
I think Swift is weekly, and they charge $875 a week.
$875, okay. Yeah. All right. And so the current balance, you have a 10,000 limit, or you got that? Or the current balance?
The current balance is about $30,000 last time.
Okay.
I emailed, and
okay, I got you.
Yeah, we refinanced a couple months ago, and it was about at 40.
It was at 40 when you did. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, and so you use that for the same thing. I know, like, you know, Medicare and, you know, those receivables when they're out. You guys, is it generally on a 30 to 90 day basis when you get paid out from insurance? Or
from Medicare, we get paid pretty much, I think, every 14 days from the day we submit the billing.
Okay.
But the insurance companies go as far as a year or two.
Oh, no kidding.
No. Personal injury is different than the regular. Let's say if I was billing Blue Cross, that could be 30 to 90 days. But when you're billing, let's say, Progressive Auto Insurance, you have to wait till the case either goes to mediation or they settle outside of court. And if it goes to litigation, then it's like
couple
years.
That's tough. I mean, is that okay, like how you run your business like that? Do you plan? I mean, obviously, you have to, but are you able to operate fully with that? Or?
Well, the key to success in personal injury business is to last 3 years, and then in the fourth and fifth year, everything just starts flowing in. And like I said, right now we have about $500,000 when we build this year, and if we build another $500,000 or more next year, then probably by the fifth year, we'll be seeing at least like monthly basis of cash flow of $10,000 to $20,000. So that's
okay.
I just have to hold on to it.
Right, exactly, and get there. Okay, that makes sense. All right. So, how much are you looking for right now?
Well, ideally, I'm looking to get $100,000 in credit line from a bank, where it's just interest and minimum principal, so I can just borrow and then pay back as I go. But I've been banks say you have to have minimum of $1 million in, you know, monthly, what is that called, deposits and stuff. So
right.
Not there yet.
Yeah. 25 to 30. 25 to 30. Okay. And like, what were sales like last year for you?
I'm sorry?
What were...
Last year?
Yeah,
it was $291,000 for the last year, I think.
Okay. And are you looking to go, or are you projected to go above that this year?
We already closed year to date for that amount, so I'm hoping to go over 300 this year.
Okay.
330, 340.
330, 340. Okay. And do you have any other plans to get you there? Like, you do any extra advertising or...
Yeah, we're doing a local TV ad. We're using Psychology Today, and then we're also using Yext to keep us up to date. We just started Yext recently. It was like $500 to start and do it. So
we're
spending about close to $1,200 a month on advertising. Easy.
On advertising? And it's Yext? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that. What?
Yext is like, and what it does, it just... they clean up everywhere, like where you could be found.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to yext.com, they'll explain. Like, let's say if you Google your company, and it will show you if everywhere is listed correctly or not.
Oh, right.
And then if you want everything corrected, then they fix it for you.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay. And so, yeah, it is definitely something new. So with that, with the advertising, so you... With this capital, like the 100K, what are you looking to use it for? Just for a cash flow between those payouts, or?
No, because we're gonna put an ad on TV, on the local TV, predominantly the communities with, you know, Armenian and Persian. So we're gonna put about educational screening, and the market is pretty virgin, for the better lack of words.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to advertise this educational screening, which is pretty big right now, and it's all going to be cash basis, so that's going to increase our cash flow.
Right, okay.
Because we've already been getting a lot of people coming out of the blue for educational screening, so I think if we just direct the market here, it'll be much easier to
capitalize on that. So with this, the educational screening, as it's directed to prisoners, so they'll basically... Like, how does that work, really? I'm just curious.
Sure. So the client comes in and wants to find out what the issue is, why the child is not doing well in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in between where the child cannot get services because they're not special ed.
Right.
It's in between where, you know, like something's not right. So they want to find out what the problem is. So we'll do what's called basic screening initially. We'll figure out whether it's, you know, it has to do with the learning disorder or it has to do with the emotional disturbance. And then from that point on, we'll tell them, hey, you know, it's more of a, they need therapy or they need further evaluation, and we'll give them an advocate on their behalf to the school to get them into special ed program.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And so with that, how much does it cost to get your child screened?
We put our specials on TV. It's about, how much did we put, like 250? Let me go to our website really quick.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if you had it on the top of your head.
No, I think career guidance, what we do is 125. I remember that one, but let me go to the rates. So educational screening, yeah, 250. I was correct.
And 250, okay.
Yeah,
all right, that's not bad. Yeah. Okay, and so with this ad on TV, are you expecting sales to, like, double, or you have any idea of the margins you might make on it?
TV will give us probably, I don't know, close to extra $2,000, $3,000 a month. And then if I continue putting it back into the TV, probably will continue growing it at that rate.
Wow, that's pretty good. And then at that rate as well, it'll constantly grow. Yeah, that's great. So with that, how much do you think it will cost to start this? Like, is $100,000 what you need right away to get this going, or...
No, I just want to have a credit line, ideally.
I
want the $100,000 right now to pay, make a payment on $100,000 right off the bat. It doesn't make sense. But if I could refinance Swift, if there is a possibility to get a lower rate and get an additional, let's say, $20,000, but also have $100,000 just in case,
right,
a credit line, that will be ideal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Be ideal. I mean, most likely I know I'm not going to get it by the industry standards as I'm learning.
Right, it is tough nowadays for that, especially, like, how would you rank, you know, your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's good. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's either good or it's really good, but
Okay.
I have one late payment on a Mercedes because I forgot to turn it in on time. That was it.
Oh, yeah. I know, that's...
Not the payment, the car.
right. Yeah. So, yeah, I know. I hate something small like that. So, yeah, with that, basically, you know, how our programs work, they're based off sales. Okay. So, let's say, yeah, for number's sake, we'll do, you know, 300,000, your gross annual sales. We can generally unlock, you know, 10 to 15% of that. So, we'll be looking, you know, right around 30 to 45,000 that we could, you know, unlock as the unsecured cash. And with these, like, as far as the lines of credit, like you said, they are harder to qualify for. I can definitely make a note for it. But we definitely, you know, have those other working capital programs as well. And those type of, you know, terms range from 3 months all the way up to 36 months.
Okay.
And it's definitely, you know, something that it's unsecured, so you'd be able to use it right away. That's why when I was asking, is there a number that you have that you could use just to get this advertisement going right away? Like, is there a figure that you know of?
Oh, no, I already paid for it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need the money to expand at this point. I need to get a bigger office. I have 8 staff, out of which 2 are licensed providers, 3 in office, and the other 3 are interns that are working with us. So I need more room.
Okay. Yeah, you need more room.
Second location, yeah.
Okay, have you found any locations that
offices?
You've been looking?
Yeah. Yeah, we're negotiating with one place. We're still waiting for them to respond. So we'll
okay.
See,
and so how much would you need, you know, to do that? What are your figures you're looking at there?
Well, let's put it this way. If with the testing, with the move, and probably lean anywhere from 20 to 25,000 at this point.
Okay. And, yeah, that's definitely something, you know, we would be able to help you right in that range. You could probably get you more, honestly. And
yeah,
who do you know?
Is I don't want to get another second loan, because I did that for a couple of months. I was paying $7,000 a month in loan payments. That was like,
oh, wow,
really stretching me.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Well, with that, we can definitely, with programs available, we could, you know, refinance that Swift loan that you have as well. And who do you normally bank with?
I have Chase and U.S. Bank.
Chase and U.S.
Bank,
okay.
Yeah, U.S. Bank, we just started like in May. And
okay.
Chase, we had it for since the beginning.
Okay, since the beginning. Now, okay. I know, so those are the two banks you tried to get lines of credit with then?
Well, Chase, I never even tried. I recently I started banking and slowly switching everything to U.S. Bank because I find out that the better when it comes to lending.
Yeah. Yeah, they have good programs. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious if that, because it is tough, you know, generally to get the lines.
Right.
And I mean, when are you looking to bring on this capital buy for the move? Are you guys doing it like next month or?
Probably October, yes.
Right, October? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And do you have a plan B, you know, when, if for some reason you can't find financing, you're just going to use your own capital or?
Yeah, we're going to use our own capital, but we're just going to go slow.
Let's go slow. Okay.
We're just going to have to tell the clients, hey, what is it exactly you need, and then order based on that and give them a week in advance appointment to get the stuff we need, for example.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so with this location, is this your, so the next one's, how are you planning on opening and expanding more? Or is this just a step by, you know, year by year kind of deal?
Well, if we move this year, hopefully middle of next year, we'll be looking into opening up a second location. I mean, we already have 2 locations, but that's sort of like a satellite office we're using to cover a zip code for Medicare coverage.
Right.
I'm giving you all my insights into my business, but okay.
No. Yeah. No, it's good because I get a good picture and I'll be able to, you know, give it to underwriting because we work really quick. We're actually able to, and I could get your answer by this week. And it's a really, really simple process to apply. It'd be a one page, you know, they have the application, but I'll need a wet signature on it. I'll populate it and send it over to you. And then it would be 6 months, the business bank statements.
That's fine.
And then do most of your customers, well, I'm guessing they pay, you know, through insurance. But do they have any credit card?
We just started our PayPal thing a little rollover. Like, I checked the last 2 months, it was like about $700, $800 combined.
Oh, okay. No, that's that's yeah, fine
we
with
don't
that.
Do a lot of credit card.
Yes, sometimes you'd be surprised. Some companies do a lot. So yeah, disregard that then. So we just need the 6 months business bank statements. And did you get an extension on your 2015 tax return?
Why?
I was just curious. Some companies do.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, because it's extension month, that's why.
Yeah.
No, we don't have... Hold on. Yes. Oh, we got a 50. Okay. All right, I'll come out. You still there? All right, I'm going to have to go. Sorry, emergency came up with the client. So, anything else before I let you go?
No, what's a good email? I'll send you everything we need. It'd just be the bank statements, tax return, and the populated application, and I can get you an answer by the end of the week. When do you think you could send it over?
If you send it in, the worst case scenario tonight, best case scenario in a couple of hours.
Okay. All right, Arthur. Well, I had an email. It was the Arthur@ACCSnetwork. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, .org. Okay. All right, I'll send it over to you, and then when should I follow up with you tomorrow?
Whenever. If I'm in sessions, like right now, I got to go in a really quick one.
Okay.
Just have talk to Erica. She'll take a number, and she'll have me call you back.
Okay. All right,
or
Arthur.
Email's usually easier to get hold of.
Okay. All right, Arthur. I'll send that over to you, and then I'll check back in with you.
You got it.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.